Welcome to your Whistle Stop Week. I'm your host, Mark Turner, and I'm joined by four panelists who collectively can be considered more than three. Right? That's fair?
Yeah? Wait. That is true.
Okay, good. On one side of the table, regular team captain, Carrie Simerson.
Hi. Woo-hoo.
Hey, Carrie. Joined this episode by debutante Lauren McKenzie.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey,
thanks for joining us. Occupying the high chairs, stalwart skipper Mark Bars.
What up,
the man?
Joined by, now usually you go last, Bars, but I have some ribbing to do on this last guy, so
I figured you were saving the worst for last.
Short
exactly. Joined by a panelist only returning to the show so that he could gloat about having given a TED Talk recently, Andrew Dwyer.
Well, it's funny you mention that, Mark. So it was a cold day, but I woke up early. Should I stop? I mean, is there
whatever,
time for this later?
Whatever, it was later? The minor leagues and we all
the only thing I'm interested in is, did you focus on Kennedy or Turner?
Lana Turner?
In your TED Talk.
Ike Turner?
Bars is trying to feed him the joke. Hey, Ted, Andrew. Andrew, it's Ted. It's
oh, yeah, he wasn't there.
Wow, the sound of the penny dropping. Okay, let's go straight to team names.
Yes, please.
Ladies, what do you have for us?
Drum roll, please.
Tonight we are blonde and bougie.
I'm bougie, obvi.
Bougie, how do you spell bougie?
Like bourgeois.
Oh, okay.
I thought bougie was B-O-D-J-U... Because it's like bad and bougie, like the song.
I thought you were slurring the word booby.
No,
I was hoping I wasn't going to end up doing the same. Okay,
blonde and
bougie. So blonde and bougie. Bougie. Okay, bougie. I've got to remember
could
that.
We do the same thing, bald and boobies. But no.
Boys, what do you have?
Talking Ted.
Talking Ted. Somebody's been talking with
isn't
a G
there
or is
a movie
it Talking
called
Ted?
That?
Whichever you prefer.
Okay, cool.
Now that'll do, I guess.
Okay, Talking exactly. Ted and... I now want to say bald and bougie. Blonde and bougie, Talking Ted. All right, cool. Off to round one we go. What's the story? This is where we take two lesser-known news items of the last couple of weeks. I provide three incredibly cheesy and obscure clues, and our teams have to try and work out what the story is.
Oh,
or
I already know it.
Come up. Bars is the master of this round. Or come up with a funnier alternative story. So... gents, you can go first.
Yes.
Your first clue. Le Karate Enfant.
Seriously, I mean, it's bad enough that he's British and now he's speaking French?
I know. Really.
I was
why do we have to put up with that?
I was in French.
You know what
I was Portuguese. No, I'm kidding.
British accent speaking French in Pig Latin.
Oh. Keep doing that. I want to see beer come out his nose again.
Just speak English, man.
Le Karate Enfant.
Le Karate Enfant. Yeah.
This could be the... I think it's the French Prime Minister's story of cutting a baby in half because there were two mothers who claimed it, and he was going to use karate to do it.
Well,
isn't that King Solomon?
That's yes. Pretty much
oh.
It.
Oh.
French karate is basically like a handshake.
That's true.
I mean, that is...
With a glass of wine.
That's why they needed us to help.
Yeah.
You know, with the whole war thing.
Yeah.
But go on. That's just senseless.
We so appreciate you guys coming in at the 11th hour. Okay, second clue.
Just because you could...
Which is really the first clue, but go ahead.
I'm staying with the French theme, so I apologize.
Damn it!
Attaque Rebleu.
When you choke on the blue cheese at Red Robin with the blue cheese hamburger?
It's either that or the blue team in Halo attacking you, yes. And if he keeps up with this French stuff, I'm speaking Spanish for the rest of the
oh,
fucking
hour. Oh, damn. The last clue does have French in it, sorry. Yeah. In case you guys didn't know, I'm going to give you help you out here. This story comes from France.
Huh. Tú eres tonto y gordo y feo.
Let's manga this, man. This isn't no...
So we have Le Karate Enfant, we have Attaque Les Bleus. Want the third clue?
Yeah, give
blue
it to
cheese.
Me.
All right,
here we go.
Blue cheese baby
cutting. Oh, wait, maybe he's got a blue... It's... Maybe he has a blue belt.
Cutting blue cheese with your hand.
Okay, I can go.
Who
I'm
cut
amazed
the blue cheese?
That
baby, the baby. The enfant.
That's right. Jesus. Is that what that means?
Yes.
I knew that.
It's
Jesus baby or just baby?
It's an l'enfant. It's
baby
a French
Jesus.
Baby.
Oh.
Baby Jesus.
I didn't know that.
That was...
Was yeah. Jesus French?
As far as you know.
Well. How would you say Jesus in French?
Mark, how many points are we up to right now?
I am utterly lost. I'm just thinking about what our listeners are going through right now.
Maybe you should have thought of that before you went all Frenchy.
Last clue.
Yes, please.
Excusez-moi, the soccer ball is over there. Excusez-moi, the soccer ball is over there.
And now we have to talk about soccer. This just keeps getting worse.
This is worse. I didn't think France were communists. But
no, but we'll get to answer if they're as awful as they seem.
Karate with a kid, something about blue and the French and a soccer ball.
Okay, so you guys got to be able to come up with a good alternative story. Lots there to work with.
There is. There absolutely is. I think that there is a phenom karate specialist who is an infant.
This is great. Okay, keep going. This is so good. It could be a TED talk.
Instead of like Boss Baby, it's yes, like Karate
exactly.
Baby.
Exactly. This is the French. Actually, that's what this is. This is a spinoff of Boss yes. Baby. I saw that trailer. The French baby looks like Jerry Lewis.
Of course.
So he can do karate.
Where does the blue come in?
Huh?
Is it a baby Smurf?
Well, it's karate? It's very dirty. It's a dirty movie. So
it's blue. Oh, the children.
I know. That's why it's not true. It's not doing well at all.
Anyone interested in hiring Andrew for another TED Talk? He can reach.
I was going to say, this is why he's on the minor list. it was a TEDx talk.
Yes,
so.
Yes. Excuse me, Kara.
That's
right.
Important to keep that in mind.
It is absolutely.
So, I like this new girl. She's pretty brutal.
And now at least we know what the X stands for. Yes,
not
this XXX talk.
Not as brutal as this supposed story.
I think he's making shit up.
Yeah.
All right. So for you, we have a porno
baby.
That stars a French phenom karate child.
I said it was a porno. I just said it was blue.
Okay.
Slightly off-color humor.
Oh!
That doesn't mean a porno.
I thought the blue had to do with the soccer ball, like blue balls.
Blue balls. Yeah, that's kind of where I was going, too. That would have been funny.
Shame on you two. That's what I have to say.
I think that's sexual harassment.
I like how Lauren's adjudicating.
No, I'm over here.
All right, ladies. In the interests of my sanity.
Yes.
Do you have anything for me?
Please
baby
steal.
With blue balls, you can't even go there.
You're talking about baby
this.
With blue balls, and you're saying we're off?
We're so tapping out. We're tapping out.
Okay, they have negative
French
points.
French baby blue balls.
Exactly.
Maybe a French baby with blue balls got karate chopped and turned into a soccer ball, and then he was put over there.
Well,
why are they calling it soccer if they're in France?
I know,
shouldn't
it should
be called football? Football?
It was me just translating for you.
Are you going to do that the whole show?
The show has subtitles.
Oh, great. Where are those?
This won't be part of the show, though, right?
This was the story of Marseille defender Patrice Evra, who was sent off...
Wait a minute. Marseille defender? The fuck is that?
Marseille is a soccer team.
Marseille is a city, and he is a defender?
He plays for
soccer?
The team. Let me continue.
Oh, okay.
He was sent off before his team's European League match at Vitória Guimarães in Portugal for kicking a fan in the head. You didn't see this story?
Oh.
No, because it had something to do with soccer.
I was going
to
say,
it was a huge...
That's fake news, man.
Huge international story. No. Yes, Evra, formerly of Manchester United and Juventus, became involved in an altercation with the travelling Marseille fans during warm-ups. Apparently they said something he did not care for. You got to check out the video.
I did hear about it.
He launched side-on, full-on karate kick into the side of the head of one of the fans.
Where did the baby have to do with it?
I'm wondering where the baby is, too.
It was a reference to karate. What does enfant mean? It doesn't mean baby, actually.
Kid.
It means kid.
Oh.
Karate kid.
Carrie tried to lie to us!
Well, that will be the last time that happens tonight.
Man, I don't speak French.
Check the tape.
All right, for extra points, given that you both have zero at this point.
Right, yes.
This is in the first instance, remarkably, of a French international soccer player launching into the crowd and kicking a fan. Does anyone know who...
It's the first time that the French have actually fought. Maybe they're developing a backbone.
Nicely done. Anyone know who the previous player was? Very famous, also with Manchester United.
I don't know the player, but I know what precipitated it. Some American was in the crowd, and he put ketchup on his baguette, and this guy lost his
points
mind.
For that. French points fries. For that. Well done. Yes, absolutely. Yes, the previous offender was Eric Cantona,
who... It's not even a real person.
It's just words I put together. That's exactly They're not right. even real words.
I was pretty much wondering how much of that explanation was actually real words, because yeah. I understood about seven of them, and most of them were like and and is and sounds. Was and there.
And there was a ball in there.
There was a ball.
I just caught
And soccer.
Anyway, Marseille lost the game 1-0, and Evra was subsequently banned for 7 months by UEFA. And given that he's 36 years old, that's probably the end of his soccer career. So,
yeah. How long is a soccer season?
Too fucking long. I mean,
ladies, let's go to your story.
We're ready.
Your first clue. The milk soured the relationship.
Oh!
The milk soured the relationship.
I mean, yes. Milk is gross.
What? Oh, what are you, French?
Yeah, it would sour
cow.
Just about
what are you, a vegan?
Cow.
Milk, are you lactose intolerant?
No, oh. I mean, I,
milk she's intolerant. Just intolerant. She just,
yeah, well, also that.
Milk soured the real. All right.
No? Okay, right. Second clue. Lactose intelligent husband.
Oh, this is that story where that guy yeah. tried to kill his wife.
This was quite possibly milk. My favorite story of the last milk? Couple
okay.
of weeks.
Milk soured the relationship. And then what was this?
Lactose intelligent husband.
Correct.
Oh, is this the thing? Wait a minute. Yeah. There was a story about... Wait,
go there, go there.
All right, I'm going there. Go there. There was a story about a woman that made these, like, her breast milk cookies and brought them to her kids' class. And then everyone flipped shit because she's... feeding people her tit cookies.
I was so happy the phrase tit cookies would come out of your mouth.
Copyright. Is it that?
This episode brought to you by hashtag tit cookies.
No,
if you don't
this episode, cookies, the, this episode brought to you by Keebler. And a new tit cookies.
They're only available in France.
Exactly.
That you're going to get points for that, because that's just fantastic. Well. But no, it's not the story. So let me give you your third clue.
Okay.
Newlyweds.
Okay. Oh,
milk soured relationship, intolerant man, and they're dead.
Newlyweds
or newly dead?
Newly
There's nothing about an intolerant man.
No, she's just totally.
So, feminism gone wild over here.
Exactly. This some couple. Went on their honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
and
come on, Carrie.
I know it's I it's there. They went on their honeymoon,
all right. And the island didn't serve bottomless cocktails,
and they didn't have refrigeration, and so they drank warm, unrefrigerated milk.
Tit milk. Oh,
I don't know if it could be tit milk.
I'm sorry,
I think tit milk can be room temperature. Because
tit milk.
Would you drink your own tit milk if you needed to?
I've heard it tastes like cantaloupe, so fuck no.
Oh,
okay. Oh,
I thought she was about to make a case for it.
But think
yeah,
about
it. Tastes like melons.
It's always room temperature. It's not like women walk around with their boobs in a fridge when they're breastfeeding. So it has to be real milk.
Oh, but now you've got me. That's a great idea. A bra that can
boob
double
fridge.
Up. Yes!
Yeah.
Boob fridge.
But we got boob fridge, we've got tit cookies.
Oh.
So they were on vacation, it was a honeymoon,
yeah,
they were eating
with,
tit cookies, washing
the,
it down with warm tit milk.
Tit cookie story.
All right. You're going to get points for
that.
That's very, very, very good.
I honestly believe that that's not true.
Because the problem is in his pronunciation.
Yeah.
You think he's saying lactose, but he's actually saying lactose. He found out that his wife on the honeymoon had no toes.
Oh.
Yes.
It was over. He spit his milk, spit take, when he saw her lack of toes. And
you think
it became a big news.
All the way till their honeymoon to notice this chick didn't
yes.
have any toes?
They
yes.
were Mormon.
How they
yeah.
die?
How
she
they die?
Yeah. You can't see much through those
he said,
long underwear.
This is it.
Does anyone have any interest in hearing the story?
Yeah, I
no.
do.
Yeah,
no.
actually. Now
we have a bit of a mixed room here.
So now we have to be interested?
No, we don't have to.
You have to at least feign it.
Just drink your beer, mate.
Okay.
All right, so this was the story.
Of a lovely lady.
Of Pakistani police arresting a newly married woman on murder charges after she allegedly poisoned her husband's milk
while he was on the Orient Express
and had inadvertently killed 17 other people
in
a remote village. Yeah. So police questioned 21-year-old Aisha Bibi for 2 weeks to determine whether it was her decision or her boyfriend's to kill her husband by poisoning. She was married against her will in September, and she was not happy with her husband and wanted to return to her parents' home. She apparently obtained a poisonous substance from her boyfriend and mixed it in milk for her husband, who refused to drink it.
Good call.
It certainly was.
Especially in an arrangement.
But I just want to know how she killed 17 of them.
But the woman's mother-in-law later inadvertently used the tainted milk to make a traditional yogurt-based drink to go with the tit cookies.
Was it a lassi?
And served it to 27 members of her extended family who fell unconscious and were hospitalized.
Oh my God. Why did the husband refuse to drink it?
I don't know. But 17 people died and 10 are still being treated in hospital.
Holy
but the good
wow.
news is that she's not married to him anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There are less extreme ways to get a divorce. But...
not in Pakistan. Right?
Truth. True.
Mark, what were the odds that you thought one of us would know that story?
It was a big story. I mean, it was a big story in Pakistan. Were you in Pakistan this week?
Never!
Oh, my bad.
Neither were you.
Anyway, Bibi said that she, although she doesn't advocate murder, she encouraged women everywhere in the world trapped in degrading, loveless marriages with men who consider them to be nothing but a possession to be brave and break free. Melania. Okay, moving on.
Carrie, we should have killed our ex-husbands like that. Wait, I mean...
Oh, don't worry, no one ever listens to this show, evidently, so you're good. Okay, the end of round one. Points. Gents, I'll give you a smattering.
Thank you.
And then I'll give you some points also. You can have four.
Wash your hands.
Four, three, five. What number sounds
four,
good
four,
to you?
Four.
Four. Four. Let's go with four. Four. Ladies, you have 20.
Yes. Blonde and bougie.
Yes.
Round two! We have something a little different for our listeners today. We are changing up rounds. We're taking a new round for a test drive. So no WTF.
Not Whiskey Take a Box Drop.
It can't get any worse.
Something other.
I'm this... so excited. I love new things.
Oh, good. Well, this is actually the first round.
It says on the website.
We on a Tinder profile. We'll try anything, including tit cookies.
You know what I love best? Her cheeks turned pink when I said that.
Liar.
Which ones?
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Totally lost my thread. What are we doing? New round. Oh, yes, that's right. Okay, so this is called Stinking, Rotten, Downright Dirty Head Lies. Yes.
Ooh,
it's
news.
Very difficult in this day and age with fake news rife in the world. For us to determine what is a real story and what is a fake story. So, I'm going to give each team three headlines. Mm. And I'm going to ask you to fathom for me which is the real headline and which two are fake. You can ask me a couple of questions about each headline. Try and determine which is the correct headline. Who'd like to go first in this new round?
Carrie.
Okay, okay, ladies.
Ladies first.
You ready? Ladies first, yes.
Carrie!
Okay, here are your three headlines. It's Blonde and Bougie. Bougie?
Blonde and Bougie.
Bougie,
yes.
Okay, okay.
Very
okay.
Forgettable, that name.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's funny, when he says it, it is. When she says it, not so much.
Exactly.
First headline, 17-year-old teenager sues his parents for being born white. That's your first headline. Stephen Hawking issues dire warning. We have less than 600 years until Earth becomes a sizzling fireball. And your final headline, Iceland paying immigrants $5,000 per month to marry their women. So those are your three headlines.
So the first one's obviously fake.
Lies.
Because who would write a headline that says a 17-year-old teenager? A 17-year-old is a teenager by definition, so that one's
nerd alert.
Well, I thought about that when I read the headline, but you could be a teenager at 13, 14, 15, you know, so they're telling you that it's
why
a teenager and they're 17.
What if he was adopted? Something, something, whatever.
What's that got to do with anything?
What if he was adopted? Oh, what? I don't know.
Sorry,
he's like, I'm pissed.
Sorry, I was trying to run with your thought there.
I'm going to
sorry,
sue
my
adopted
bad.
Parents because I was born, not by them, a different color than I am.
So I have a question.
Oh, I see what you mean. Got you.
The,
okay.
Got you. The headlines that aren't real, did
yes.
you make them up?
No.
They are still somewhere.
Too.
Oh, they're still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Which is why you may have seen them, which is why they could be distracting
okay,
to you.
Okay, so what was the 17-year-old?
17-year-old teenager sues his parents for being born white.
Okay, followed by?
Stephen Hawking issues dire warning. We have less than 600 years until the Earth becomes a sizzling fireball.
Followed by?
Iceland paying immigrants $5,000 a month to marry their women.
That one sounds real.
That one does sound real. So
do you have any questions for me about the headlines?
Well, was it Alaska?
I think Alaska does
the same thing. They basically ship their, I'm serious. They ship
You can't make more babies without men.
They ship their lumberjack to men to the states, you know, around here. To find women in the off season,
tie them up
in the hopes
in a
that
bag
they
and drag
can
them
get
back
married
to...
and bring them back. Yeah.
Have you been approached?
Well, a couple times.
Okay, cool.
I mean,
yeah. Uh-huh.
How can you say no?
Now
they're lumberjacks.
Now I can't get the lumberjack song out of my.
I know, me too. Thank you. I'm glad it wasn't just me.
I do kind of believe that last one.
I do. Do you want to ask questions about the other ones? I mean, I still think the first one's totally fake because no one would say nobody would.
So you discounted the first one. The first one,
as a journalist, if they wrote a headline that said a 17-year-old teenager.
First one is a headline.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Headline.
Total lie.
So we're down to Stephen Hawking with his sizzling fireball.
Is Stephen Hawking the one that talks through the machine?
He is the world-renowned astrophysicist and scientist and general genius. Yes, the one who talks through a pipe. Yes, yes, yes.
I mean,
bloody hell.
That was awesome. You saw your own brain there for a second. How far you roll your eyes, Brad.
So, what do you think, ladies?
I think I'm going to take Iceland for 300.
Yeah, Iceland for 300.
Iceland. You're going with Iceland.
Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
Gents, in case they're wrong, and you may think it's Iceland also, and in which case, I don't know.
Matter.
I'll give you points as well, I guess. What do you think?
I think they're wrong, but I think it's Iceland.
Yeah, I would agree.
Men, I swear.
So do we get double points if we're right, since they agreed with us for being wrong?
Right?
No, it's Stephen Hawking.
The 17-year-old teenager suing parents for being born white is not only a headline, but it's a very famous headline. It's one that pops up just about every year and has done for the last 5 or 6 years and kind of makes its rounds on the internet. But yes, it is a headline. Well done.
Are you calling it lie?
A lie.
A headline, like fake news, yeah.
Okay, I thought that's what he was saying.
It's that accent. It's really...
I know, I was like, is this some British thing? Or am I...
It's not just annoying. It's really difficult.
He just totally drops the N out of it.
Yeah.
The Iceland paying for immigrants $5,000 a month to marry their women... is a head lie.
No way!
Yes, indeed. Stephen Hawking with his funny talking thing.
Yeah.
I was about to move.
By the way, I did say, yes. I think it's Hawking before you started talking.
He snuck that in.
Yeah, but then you disagreed and overbrought
him. No, I didn't disagree. He said you guys were wrong.
And then agreed with him.
No, he just said you were wrong.
Yes, renowned physicist Stephen Hawking issued yet another warning for Earth, and this time he says we have less than 600 years before the Earth turns into a sizzling fireball. He says if we don't leave Earth soon, overpopulation would increase energy consumption and pretty much kill us all.
Are we sure?
I'm going to be a crotchety bitch in 300 years.
200 years!
600 years.
Seriously.
And hot, probably.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The whole world's going to be hot.
Exactly. Everybody will.
All right, gents.
Yes.
Your three headlines. Lies. Tell me which two are head lies. Columbus, Ohio schoolteacher loses eye after fidget spinner breaks in classroom.
That's fake.
San Juan City Council votes unanimously to impeach Trump-hating mayor. Uber wants to bring flying taxis to traffic-congested LA ahead of the Olympics.
So, you ready for this one?
Hit me!
Third one's true. And they've actually partnered with NASA to do it.
So it wouldn't surprise me, because the Columbus, Ohio...
I'm the nerd.
We knew that. You're right.
I'm the nerd.
Thank you for admitting it. But the Columbus, Ohio story, that's fake, because we know that happened in Dayton.
Yes.
Yes. So what was the middle one?
The middle one was
Stephen
Hawking. Excellent. Excellent. I love it more than the
San Juan City Council voice
yes.
to impeach,
votes unanimously to
impeach the mayor.
Trump-hating mayor. Of course, this is San Juan in Puerto Rico.
And you said we can ask you a question?
Sure, why not?
So is it uncomfortable walking around with that accent all the time?
Not so much. Okay. The ladies like it. Next question.
Okay, well, that's a headline.
How many people are on the city council?
Does not say.
This is him bullshitting just for you kids.
It does not say.
That's a no. ridiculous headline. Like, that's an insane headline.
What Puerto Rican is going to, like...
Well, they were so angry at Trump after his response.
Oh, so Puerto Ricans are always angry? Is that it, Mark? Because Puerto Ricans are always angry?
Wait,
nice.
I thought you said they impeached a Trump hating
mayor. So the mayor was supportive of Trump.
No, she wasn't. She was the one that
The mayor of San Juan City Council.
What's the mayor of San Juan's name?
Mayor's name is Carmen Yulin Cruz.
Yes.
And she wasn't the one that was like neck deep in water saving babies and dogs?
No. That was her.
That was her?
Yeah.
So that...
No, it's the third one. The third one is true.
You're going to... Uber wants to bring flying taxis to traffic congested LA ahead of the Olympics.
But why would Uber want taxis?
Yeah. Ladies, and that's what do you where think? I'm
at. Oh, can we go?
Yeah, well, all right.
Uber would never put their name with the word taxi in a headline.
They might want flying cars.
They would call them the Ubers. They wouldn't call them Uber taxis.
Yeah, they definitely aren't going to have taxis. Definitely. I mean, that's still possibly the right.
Are you guys splitting sentiment? Hairs with a bald man?
Remember the. Remember your whole 17-year-old teenager. That could never be the case.
Columbus, wrong. Columbus, Ohio, school teacher loses an eye after fidget spinner breaks in classroom.
Dayton.
We're going with Columbus.
False. Is a head lie.
Yeah. No, is true. It's the only true one.
Yeah.
No, that's a head lie. The Columbus one is a head lie. San Juan City Council votes unanimously to impeach Trump-hating mayor.
Boom.
Is a head lie.
Yo.
It's the Uber story.
I know.
Wait a minute. Oh, it does say taxi.
It does say taxi in the headline.
Whoever wrote that headline should be fired, along with the 17-year-old teenager headline writer.
Uber wants to test the idea.
I bet there's taxi drivers out there that are just fucking pissed.
What the hell is Uber going to do with taxis?
Okay,
yeah. Uber replaces taxis. That's why taxis are going out of business.
They have to be called a taxi in order to do what they're doing.
Flying taxis have to be called taxis?
Mark, they're not losing gracefully.
No, they're not.
Or graciously.
But
whatever, semantics.
And they're not actually losing. But anyway, yes, Uber wants to test out the idea of flying taxis in Los Angeles by 2020. The traffic-laden city is the second city in the U.S. following Dallas-Fort Worth to be selected as a testbed for Uber Air's network of air taxis.
Wait, so is an Uber taxi, is that just a fucking helicopter?
I don't know if you have to pay extra to get the fucking.
Is that an airplane?
End of round 2. Points. We are tied 35 piece. Good job, gents. Well done.
I won't take a tie.
Don't worry, we almost never end in one, Lauren.
Yes, I just met him and he knows me so well already.
Round 3. That was the week that was. This is our historical round. This is where we take 2 news stories from history. It's a long story, Lauren. I got pulled up on the last show, but you wouldn't know because you didn't listen. And we ask our teams to tell us what year needs to be attributed to the headline. So, gents, you go first.
Yeah. 2022.
What year was it?
This actually, I think this should be easy. This should be very easy.
I mean,
in fact,
if it's anything before 1990, I'm going to lose.
Particularly because I think Bars was involved. The First World War ends. What year?
Well, are we talking actually or when it really ended? Because I know Hitler didn't die in 45.
Well,
he did.
First World War.
So we're talking. So that I'm making the point that it's
psycho. If I could just jump in, real quick. We're gonna go with.
Where was Desert Storm? Where was Hitler born? Anyway, so but no, neither of the World Wars, 1 or 2, finished at a particular time.
So
there were a surrender date, there are armistice dates, and of course. There was no Twitter, so news travelled slowly, and so various parts of the world, combat ended at different times. What we're looking for is the armistice date, the one that's generally...
The one that screwed Germany and started the Second World War, eventually.
Essentially.
Wouldn't that be 1918?
Yep.
I mean, unless this is some sort of weird thing you learn in British quote-unquote schools... It's 1918.
Are
you saying 1918 is when it started? World War II started? Or
no. Wait, what is the question?
Why are you talking about World War II?
Yes.
We're just muddying the waters.
Nice job.
Sorry for that.
When
I say that,
World War One end?
You can mess with the other team.
Armistice Day is 1918.
Yeah. That's not a day. That's a whole damn year.
Well, that's correct.
That's what we're looking for.
Do you not listen to the
show? I know,
show?
But then he called it Armistice Day, but it's a damn year.
Yes, okay.
Armistice Day occurred in the year 1918.
Remember that time that the headline said 17-year-old teenager? Wasn't that so annoying?
Or the Uber taxi air. Oh.
Oh my god, it's because you speak British that they think the English language is not important.
Carrie, I would not worry about it. You're winning this episode, so don't worry. Ladies, what do you think about 1918?
That was the year my tiny home was built.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So you should be able to take the walls down and find newspaper that talks about Armistice Day.
Let's go do that.
Why couldn't you know this? Jesus.
Let's go rip the walls out.
Yes.
I mean, it's their question. I'm just wondering if you like it or not, if you like the answer.
I don't like the question.
I mean, yeah, same. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We can agree on something.
Yeah.
You probably should offer new answer just because you like being wrong.
First World War ends 1918. Yes, congratulations, gents.
I just didn't fucking try.
Well done, TED Talking.
Might be the easiest question we've ever had.
I think it was.
Yes.
Actually, that's not true. The eel question.
I toyed with giving these to the ladies, and I just thought that was the definition of cruel.
Yes.
So ladies are going to get like a Cyndi Lauper question.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. When did Cyndi Lauper dye her hair blue?
Chew the softball.
The Great War, or the war to end all wars, except the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, the Iran-Iraq War, Soviet-Afghan War, Desert Storm 1, Desert Storm 2, Afghanistan, Iraq.
Cold War.
The Cold War. The Civil Wars, Revolution. Yeah, anyway, it was the war to end all wars.
Brexit.
It was a global war originating... Nicely slipped in there. That war is yet to happen, but it's on its way, thanks to Teresa. Anyway, it was a global war originating in Europe, spreading to Asia and the Pacific. Africa, India, and the Middle East were also involved. How long did it last, gents? Do you know when it started? Or ladies, indeed. Do you know when World War
One? No, just ask them.
Yeah, just... Well, Laura's like, no, you're discouraged. You're fine.
Right?
Yes, well done.
Franz Duke Ferdinand. Okay.
Yep, 1914. Well, yeah, why did it start? You just mentioned.
Because he just got killed.
Who was he?
French dude.
Ferdinand got killed.
Ferdinand the Bull.
French guy with the soccer ball.
It wasn't a French guy. It was Ferdinand. It was Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Right. He's the guy who got killed.
His name is France. How can he not be French?
He was killed by Lee Harvey Oswald.
He was killed by Hitler.
Right!
Because Hitler was desperate to get the Second World War started.
Damn it!
Yeah, anyway, he was Franz Ferdinand of Austria. He was heir to the throne of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire.
Austro-Hunger.
As people in the know call it, absolutely.
Austro-Hunger.
Two opposing alliances, which you typically need in wars.
Yes.
Yeah, that's two opposing fundamental.
There's that British education.
Anyone want to tell me who were the countries on the opposing sides?
Of the
Great War. Do try and keep up. Of.
Is this the Great War?
Well, this was back. This is back when we.
They're both the same. They're the same.
Or the third
I can't
war?
Wait this to get to your question. This is too much history for you. Lauren's ears are actually bleeding.
These are the good old days.
This is England.
When we liked Russia.
Yeah. Yes, that's so right.
They were our boys.
Weren't they called the USSR?
No, not yet.
So on the one side, we had Russia. We had...
England.
England.
We had the United States.
England didn't do anything, they just threw
popsicles.
They were like in charge of the food table.
We had the white flag
food?
Waivers.
Are you kidding? Have you had English food?
The white flag waivers.
Yes. Uh-huh.
France?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Against who?
They were really fashionable white flags, though.
The rest of the world. It's called the world.
The bad guys. And the bad guys consisted of...
Germany, Hungary...
Yes, Austria. So Austria. Yeah. Absolutely, Australia. Yeah. That's right. Well done. There were a couple of other nations who joined late in addition to the US, who, you know, they find it fashionable to show up late to a war.
Canada.
Unless they're starting it. No, not Canada.
Oh, unless...
You should know this, Bars.
Yeah.
A country close to your own heart.
What of the worlds?
Ireland.
Italy,
yes. Yeah. Italy and Japan.
Why is Italy close to your heart?
Because my last name is Barsacchini.
I thought your first name was Bars. Bars Barsacchini.
It is. It's Bars.
Like, who would
Bars
do that?
That's awesome. He's a Marvel comic character.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Well, you did introduce yourself as Bars.
I did not introduce myself. He did.
Why, do we know why this war was called the War to End All Wars or the Great War? What was that referencing?
I think it was a book.
How?
The Great War. think it was a book. Make America the Great War Again.
It was referencing this being one of the deadliest conflicts in history.
Brutal.
Do we know how many people died?
More than 7.
A great amount.
Carrie, please give me an answer. Come on.
The Great War killed precisely... Well, there weren't that many people around back then. And they died young and early, but I think it was like...
I love you, Carrie.
1.61 million.
Okay. All right, that would be a skirmish, not a war. So no, that's a little low. Gents, any ideas?
Wasn't it like 6 or 7 million?
I said
million?
Billion. I said billion. Million.
All these kids listening in Hofstra are like...
The entire population of the planet at the time.
I would go 6 or 7 mil.
It's actually, it's more than that. You might be surprised to hear. Well, you probably will be surprised to hear, given that your answers were lower than that. Yes.
Given that we don't know what the heck's going on.
9 million combatants and 7 million civilians died as a direct result of combat and genocides. However, the final numbers, taking into consideration people who picked up illness in the trenches and also people who... simply just vanished, presumed dead.
And what about the people that poisoned their husbands with milk?
Including those people, the final numbers came in at
18.
At as high as 40 million.
Holy crap. That's almost
the saddest part about World
billion.
War One?
What?
The last episode of Blackadder.
Oh, no. What a great show, though.
Yes.
So to put that in context, 40 million people, that's more than the entire population of California, which is obviously the most populous state, or New York and Illinois and Colorado put together.
Damn.
Hell of a lot of people.
Is this a comedy show?
No,
I'm sweating out of only one armpit.
Bring it down.
Well, thank you. That's something we don't get on audio, so thanks for that.
No, you're welcome.
Oh, great, and it's my side too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Military advances. Lots of military advances in World War One. Name me some
gas,
of the points.
Flamethrower, machine gun,
helmets.
Tanks.
Machine guns, gas,
pants,
tanks. Sorry?
Socks.
Yes.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
Penicillin.
Fidget spinners.
Flying taxis.
Pinup girls.
Gas was certainly
17-year-old one. 17-year-old teenagers.
Machine guns was another. Tanks.
We've covered a lot here.
Tanks was another. Barbed wire.
Was created in World War
One. Yeah, for World War One. Why? Where was most of the fighting taking place? There you go. Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So what happened was somebody would be running along and trip on the barbed wire and fall in the trench and hurt themselves, and then they would die.
They would get a pokey in their leg.
Exactly.
They
and they'd be hanging.
An infection, most likely, infection would
kill
them.
And they didn't have life alerts back then.
Was it rusty barbed wire?
I don't have that written down here, but we can assume it was.
It was by the end.
It was. It was barbed wire that had been treated with Lauren's armpit. So it was quite nasty.
Oh, bless their hearts.
This was untreatable.
So somebody came home from World War
I
and
modern medicine.
The house you live in.
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
There you go.
That's amazing.
There's still a coal chute and everything underneath.
Are you going to go home immediately after this recording and tear off boards from your house to try and find newspapers?
I am.
Okay. I would recommend
That's
it.
Probably why my house isn't very insulated. It's
that would be why. Because they had really, really
a way to mock the World War One veteran.
Yeah.
Lauren, real cool. You bought it.
Insensitive.
You built a shoddy house.
He was the same asshole that put carpet over my beautiful wood floors also.
Well,
so.
This is escalating.
That was his third child.
I love this. We thank you for your service, unless you were the asshole who put carpet over my wood.
Anyway, certain things cannot be overlooked.
The war ended at the signing of the Treaty of Versailles on the 28th of June 1919, although most commemorations of the war's end concentrate on the armistice of November 11th, 1918. All right, ladies, you're going to like this one. This is quite possibly,
the easiest one.
I really like the Titanic one. The Titanic one was awesome. That was one of my favorites. This is up there. Sesame Street debuts. What year?
Oh, shit.
Sesame Street debuts.
It's gotta be in the 60s.
Wow, that far back? Really?
Yeah, because I'm really old and it was around when I was a kid.
Wow.
Carrie's a vampire.
I think it's that old.
We ascertained that in episode one.
Actually, I mean, I guess I wasn't watching it when I was born.
I mean...
You have any ideas, gents? You want to throw the ladies off the scent?
We need an idea. We have the answer.
We'll throw the ladies off the scent.
Why would we do that?
You already have the answer?
Of course!
I don't feel like it was around in the 60s.
Well, 71
is not in the 60s. Well, I was still processing your earlier statement.
Let
but
go
I can get
of
on board
feelings.
With 70s.
Can I just say, this pairing is magnificent.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Totally 70s.
Okay.
Polyester.
That's
striped turtlenecks.
But it could be
But yeah. The
so,
thing
and then
is,
turn of the century.
Color TVs weren't as prevalent then, yeah. So it didn't matter.
And what's your favorite decade?
It was still polyester.
Yeah, but it wasn't color TV yet.
Yeah, but
everywhere.
Once it turned color, so? They still wore the same damn fashion as the beginning.
Yeah,
and then
you
it
couldn't
was...
tell.
That in was... the 70s, there wasn't color TV yet?
No, not as far as you know.
When were you born, Lauren?
You don't want to know.
I know, it's going to be sickening, isn't it? Yeah. Yesterday.
Almost. 90.
90?
Yeah. You
really?
But I was watching Sesame Street, though, but Big Bird got, like, new feathers and everything.
She has
and
Nick at Night.
Yeah, exactly.
Big Bird was rolling doobies by the time you tried to watch it. Yeah.
And what's his name was dead?
Snuffleupagus?
No. The guy
Jim
that...
Henson.
Hitler?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the really sweet old guy.
Hitler!
No.
Jim
Mr. Rogers?
No. Oh. He was a the shopkeeper.
Oh, that is. So what year do you have?
72. No, you feel 71?
Like
71. We're
going to
go
71.
1971. And Mark wants a 69 over there.
Yep.
Do we need to leave the room? Do you and Andrew need the room? For a 69?
Your call, man.
There's no webcam, so
no,
it's okay.
I'm okay watching. 71.
Story
you
of
have
life.
What? It's my role. 69.
1969.
All right. Bam. I will tell you that one of you is right.
Damn it.
I'm so sick of these men being right. Way older than us.
I really do love you.
Way older than
you're magnificent.
You
are. Oh my god.
Carrie.
Well, Carrie, your fears have been realized. Yes, boys. 1969. Good job. How did you know that?
Huh?
How'd you know that?
Because that came out the year I was born.
Oh, that's the year my dad was born.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh my gosh, you could be my dad.
Yes, I could. Actually, you're actually my oldest is older than you are. Thank you very much.
Lauren?
So why don't you shut the fuck up and do the dishes and go to bed, goddammit?
No, Dad! You're not my real dad!
You get points for that, Lauren. Yes, Sesame Street, a pioneering TV show that would teach generations of young children the alphabet and how to count. Clearly not all of them around this table. Made its broadcast debut on PBS on November the 10th, 1969.
So it was almost the 70s.
Very close. You broke my tiny heart when you were saying 60s, but be late 60s. I'm like, oh my God, she's going to get it.
Damn it.
Yes. Carrie never gets it.
Nope, she doesn't.
I got thrown by the 70s fashion.
Anyway, Sesame Street fast became the most widely viewed children's program in the world, airing in more than how many countries?
Seven.
For points. It's more than seven, yes.
Initially or eventually?
35.
No, much more.
216.
Not quite that many, but that's a very good guess. 140. 140
Remember
countries.
Remember when Twitter had 140 something?
Characters, yes.
I missed that.
Back in the good old days.
R.I.P.
Yes, watched by more than 120 million viewers. Which
most
is quite astonishing.
Children.
But they could still only count to 10.
Well, either that or the people listening to the show, college students.
Emma wants to play.
Hofstra, how are you?
Anyway, since its inception, over 77 million Americans have watched Sesame Street, with an estimated 95% of American preschoolers having watched the show by the time they were three.
Did you say inception or conception? Because they never talked about conception on Sesame Street.
And you know, it
and
is
yet
the
Bert
most...
and Ernie lived together.
It is...
Let's explore that.
The most decorated show on TV. Not just children's show. Show period. It's won 167 Emmy Awards and 8 Grammys.
It's close to your heart, isn't it, Mark? Your tiny heart.
Very much so. Yeah, absolutely.
Very tiny heart.
So we mentioned earlier, what was the secret sauce to Sesame Street? What really made it connect with its audience and kind of blow the show up?
Oh, Katy Perry.
Puppets.
Muppets.
Muppet Puppets.
Always is the right answer.
But you're Katy Perry.
Yes, it's Muppets. Muppets. Yes, Jim Henson. That's right. Yep, Jim Henson.
What year did he die?
That's
extra points.
You can't. Okay, I said this on the last show. You can't make your own questions and then give your own answers. It doesn't work that way.
Did you say that in the last show? Because I think that's a really good rule. Yes. We should be able to make our own questions and then you have to answer
them. Anyone know that Donald Trump visited the set of Sesame Street to check out the the Muppets?
He made a pass at Miss Piggy.
He almost applied.
Of course he did.
To join the puppeteering crew. He said, you get to grab them where?
Oh.
Ladies, I'm feeling...
generous.
Bad for you. You're struggling here. You're listing. So, here's an opportunity for you to gain more points.
Oh, what?
Sesame Street is famous for its memorable theme song. If you can sing that song correctly from start to finish,
from start to finish,
you get points. There's only two verses.
Sunny days keeping the clouds away. Something, something to where the air will meet. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
Come and play. Come on, boss.
No. Keeping the
everything's
okay.
Yeah, keep going. Friendly,
friendly
neighbors. There, that's where we meet. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
Yes, very good. Very good.
You know why she's getting points? You know why she's getting points? Because that is the most sexy that song has ever been sung. She's sitting here kind of bouncing along.
Happy birthday.
I got to tell you, when she was singing that, Lauren's armpit was sweating copiously.
Now my left one started sweating.
At the end of round three, I'm going to give you points for that.
They literally had to give a date, and we had to sing a whole song.
Yes, well...
to get extra credit.
Because you guys didn't get one of the two dates that we did.
Whatever.
The answer to the round is
we could get dates off Tinder, though.
Round four! Last call. This is where we rattle through headlines of the day, removing a word or words, asking our panelists to jump in with the correct word or words, or something better and funnier. Trump blames who for trade gap with China?
Hillary's emails!
It's always me, isn't it, the first one? What did you say? Hillary's emails! Like that!
Puerto Rico!
Oh, right, Andrew, because Puerto Rico is just, like, responsible for everything.
They're always so angry.
They're blowing our budget.
And the correct answer is what?
Obama.
No, well, yes and no. He blamed the US, past administrations, for allowing this trade deficit to take place and grow. I don't blame China, Trump said during remarks to business leaders inside the Great Hall of the People. After all, who can blame a country for being able to take advantage of another country for benefit of their citizens? I give China
great credit.
Sounds like a true sexual predator. I know, amazing. Anyhow, what were some of Trump's... Do you remember some of Trump's previous tweets about China? Because he was in love with China, right? Oh no, that's right, he fucking hated them.
Yes.
Yeah, so we had things like, China are our economic enemy because they've taken advantage of us like no one in history. We can't continue to allow China to rape our country. And my personal favourite on Twitter, August 2012, no surprise that China was caught cheating in the Olympics. That's the Chinese, lie, cheat and steal in all international dealings. What a diplomat!
Oh my gosh.
Director Rian Johnson, and this one's for you, Carrie, is developing a new trilogy of what?
We are not even going to fuck with this. Yeah. Star Wars!
Actually,
Star Wars!
I have a funnier one than that.
Yeah, go on.
50 Shades of Grey.
Tragic. Yes, it is Star Wars. You know, tell us the story, Carrie.
So,
thanks for that.
Long
okay.
ago in a galaxy far, far away.
I'm kidding. Yeah. Long ago, in a far galaxy far, far away, where Carrie was born.
So he was hoping that you would like The Last Jedi, but now he's really hoping that you'll like The Last Jedi, because
right.
then you'll dump all your money into the next three that are coming up.
That's right, yeah.
Trilogy means three.
One, two, three.
It's like we're Sesame Street. What shine light on where the elite keep their what? Bars, you've got to have something here, dog.
I was like... I can't cuss too much on this show because
too late.
Because my kids listen.
Oh man, Mark Turner, Trans Light, where the elite keep their
dildos.
Sex toys.
Disgusting!
That was across the table.
Disgusting! This
Wait,
is
we're not supposed to be on their team.
This is about the Paradise Papers. Talking about where the elite keep their money. The Paradise Papers were a huge leak of financial documents that threw a light on the top end of the world of offshore finance. Basically, showing you where all the rich and famous keep their money, their tax havens, how they're essentially finding loopholes in the law to squirrel their tax away from their home nation.
But what about the Kardashians shining light on where the elite keep their sex
There's only one answer from this group, isn't there?
Do we know some of the offenders? Some of the people who were squirreling money away? Not illegally, we should say,
no,
but...
squirrels really don't like it when you use that term, Mark.
Derogatory to the squirrels. Yes. Anyway, some of the offenders were Prince Charles, who campaigned to alter climate change agreements without disclosing his private estate, had an offshore financial interest in what he was promoting. Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton avoided tax on his £16.5 million luxury jet, apparently.
What the hell is Formula One?
It's like,
what is moving on.
It's like NASCAR with an accent.
NASCAR sucks. Oh, shit. How many listeners have I alienated? Southwest offer what on select flight?
We know this from last week.
It's what? Nookie.
Yeah, I know, right? Seriously. They're actually offering it now.
Yeah.
So you can upgrade to it. Upgrade to a hand job, a blowjob. What's the other blowjob?
I already said blowjobs.
Oh, okay. What's after a blowjob? What base is that? I've never understood bases.
Well, I feel like they're kind of relative.
Because you're used to cricket. There's only two bases.
You're either in or you're out. Hofstra.
Live music.
It's a horrible idea. That is a horrible idea.
It's horrendous.
Well, it's like, I mean, the flight attendants are already trying really hard to sing to you while you're on the
It's plane. Horrendous. Particularly given that this is only going to be probably flights to and from Nashville. And in addition to hating NASCAR, I hate country music.
What if it's classical music or heavy metal or something horrible? Like country.
Everyone needs to get those sound.
This is a play, isn't it? By Beats.
I was
going to
say Beats is
noise canceling.
Apple taking over the world again, trying to get people to get.
Okay, the stories are what
Mark Turner.
Who says after women described his sexual misconduct?
Oh, God, you could fill in so many names here right now.
The stories are epic, according to Harambe.
Ooh, Harambe, nice.
Although, the stories are true.
Yeah,
so the fact that he actually said the stories are true, like, just came clean instead of all this bullshit with Roy Moore right now. No, none of it's true to the 10 billion women that are accusing me of it.
Are you getting to the funny part, Carrie?
It's not funny this time.
Okay, this show is supposed to not be funny.
Louis C.K.
It's why we invite you on, Andrew. Yes, this is Louis C.K. Yeah, this is after five female comedians accused him of inappropriate behavior.
Instead of saying, hey, would you like to go to dinner? Hey, can I jack off in front of you? Like,
we're getting serious.
It doesn't really seem like a good first date.
Okay, I'll put it away. Jesus. Kevin Spacey replaced by who in Ridley Scott's latest movie?
The Emperor from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Lord Palpatine. Christopher Plummer.
They're going to have to replace Plummer before they actually make the movie too, because he's going to die.
I heard it was Isaac Sosa.
They should have done Richard Harris. I mean, that would have worked, like in Harry Potter.
This is the Ridley Scott movie, All the Money in the World, which is the story of all man J. Paul Getty refusing to pay the ransom for his kidnapped grandson. Although Spacey's not in the movie a significant amount, enough at least that he needed to be replaced. They didn't want to jeopardize the movie flopping because of everybody who contributed to it. And
it's going
to
cost all the money in the world to replace him.
They're going to have to move quickly. Do you know when the release date is for the movie?
Mm-hmm. Yesterday. Depending on
December
when
the 22nd. Yeah, December the 22nd. So
$10 million, they said. $10 million.
Astonishing.
So it's not all the money in the world. That's what you make at the Indy.
Yep.
First, who elected in Virginia?
Oh.
Lauren, do you have one?
Leader of the Ku Klux Klan.
I actually Googled this beforehand.
Leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Yes! Well done.
So you're Googling the correct answers, and we're all trying to come up with funny stuff.
Well, I Googled the correct ones so that I would be able to know whether I could make a humorous comment or not.
Okay.
It's kind of the opposite of what you do, Andrew. Okay. Yes, this is the first openly transgender state lawmaker, Danica Rome, who unseated incumbent delegate Bob Marshall. American hero deactivates what on their last day?
Can't even joke about this.
Was it 11 minutes of heaven?
Yes, and silent.
And that's not even making out in a closet. We're talking actual 11 minutes of heaven.
Yes, exactly.
Well,
yes.
So what's the answer?
News quiz shows.
Yes.
For any listeners who don't know?
Donald Trump's Twitter.
Yes, indeed.
That's how I want to go out on every single job from here on out.
Deactivating Trump's Twitter?
Yeah, I've always wanted to be able to go out like that with a bang.
Do you ever feel dirty when you say Twitter and say Donald Trump at the same time? I do.
Twitter.
Yeah, so when you say it with an accent, it sounds dirty.
And we're going to give you a bonus headline. Speaking of American heroes, woman what for flipping off Donald Trump's motorcade?
She has given 453,000 job offers.
This is the story of the young lady we talked about in the last episode who had flipped off Donald Trump's motorcade,
yep,
and was subsequently fired by her company.
Yes,
and
like, but said, she has received 453,000 job offers.
That's but right. They said that she violated their social media policy, mm-hmm, so she was riding her bicycle, and someone took a picture of her, and somehow she violated their social media policy because she posted, appeared on it.
She posted the video on the photo on her account.
Oh, so and that's sure.
But there was no there was no association to the company, and as she pointed out to her employers, a male colleague kept his job after recently posting lewd comments on his Facebook page.
Of course he did.
That, he's a guy.
That, yeah, he's
that
a penis.
Featured Jeez. The company as his cover photo.
Ooh.
Stop.
So she said this colleague was reprimanded for calling somebody a fucking libtard asshole on Facebook, but was allowed to delete the post and keep his job.
Louis C.K.
Sorry, Andrea. We're on a delay there, my friend.
Oh, sorry.
Scores! Oh, my goodness. You well, it's really hard because I already decided Carrier is going to win.
But we trounced her.
I know. And if I'm going to keep my credibility, I can't possibly do this. So congratulations, Carrie.
Yes,
and
Laura.
Exactly. Yes! It was my sweaty armpits and the tea cookies.
Can we just call it a draw and go home, friends?
No ties. No friends.
I don't need new friends.
All right, well then, ladies, you finish with 85. Gents, 110.
Yep. Yes. Boom, baby.
I don't like losing. Well, it was nice to meet everyone. I'll never be on this podcast.
Well, now you have to come back.
No. Yeah, how else am I going to learn all my news and history?
The hope is you come with some of that knowledge, but... Anyway. Thanks to Required Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and Tri Lakes Radio for airing this show. Tri Lakes Radio airs us 9 o'clock
We're
on
sorry.
Saturday. Feel free to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter at WSW Show, or email us feedback, ideas, or alternative facts at WSWShow@gmail.com.
Twitter?
We will be taking an extended break for the Thanksgiving holiday, but we'll return on December the 6th and look forward to coming in your ears.
Oh!
That wasn't even a joke! I just went down that path and didn't know how to get away from it! Sorry.
Dear
sorry.
HR.
Sorry. Thank you to all our panelists, Carrie, Lauren, Buzz, and Andrew. I've been your host, Mark Turner. This has been your Whistle Stop Week. Goodbye.